Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program today, we have Dr. Kimberly Jansen, the CEO of Jansen Associates, a talent and organizational development company who was named a top 10 thought leader, top 10 executive coach in 2021, and top 10 inspirational leader in 2022. Together with co-author Dr. Melody Rawlings, they've written Determining Leadership Potential, Powerful Insights to Winning at the Talent Game, and certainly looking forward to the insight and information here. And Dr. Jansen, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure for me, so thanks for the opportunity.
Well, we're certainly honored to have you with us and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell me, what did your research reveal about processes that leaders use to determine leadership potential? Let's start there.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that were revealed about process. One is, in most organizations, there's not a clearly defined process. The second is that the processes that are being used are largely ineffective. And the third is that there's not a concerted definition on some of the most important considerations, such as what is the criteria we should be using. So there's quite a lot of work to be done, and the variation that exists as a result of those elements is causing what I think is a major leadership crisis, in that we don't have enough of the great leaders we need.
Not only thank you for the information behind that, but also we appreciate what you're doing to change that as well. Tell me, what are the main reasons why people struggle to consistently pick good leaders?
I think that largely people are uninformed. It's sort of like decorating your house. If you feel like you've decorated a room, you feel empowered as a decorator, but not everybody has decorating skills, and that there's a real skill and knowledge component. So we're not doing enough of the right due diligence in educating people about the things that are actually predictors of potential. So that's one. The second is we're using the wrong criteria. For example, performance is often identified as one of the criteria that people use, but the science will tell you that performance is not a predictor of potential unless the job's the same. It may be the ticket to entry into the conversation of being considered for something more or significant potential, but it's not a predictor. The third element is that the criteria we're using varies from level to level. So in one study, just in one company across four leaders, there was 171 different criteria that's being used as people were thinking about how to determine leadership potential. So those three factors play a large role in why we are where we are.
Now, Dr. Jansen, what key ingredients do the best leadership candidates possess? I'm sure that would be some great feedback in that regard.
I love that question. I have not only done a tremendous amount of sourcing in the three significant leadership studies we did, the research studies, but there's some work that was done by Alan Church and Rob Siltzer. Alan, in particular, was head of talent at PepsiCo. And as we know, PepsiCo is a great factory for talent. And they wrote something called the Leadership Blueprint. And so in the research that I did, I not only asked about what criteria that people use, I asked them specifically about this criteria. And the four elements that not only were proven through that research, but that is alive and well in all of the work that I do with my clients is the following. The first is intelligence. You need to have intellectual strength and agility to be able to handle more complex ideas, because that's the reality of becoming more senior in an organization or in roles. The second is personality. And it's not that you need a specific type of personality, but we can't have some personality derailers that wreak havoc in organization. You know, ask anybody, they can point to a bad manager. Oh, that person over there is so self-focused, they take all the credit. That person is so risk intolerant that they won't let us do anything. That person is blah, blah, blah. So there's a number of derailers that we need to source for to make sure that the folks we're selecting don't have those. And like intelligence, personality is largely fixed from birth. Intelligence is hardwired. Personality is largely fixed. The other two ones we can influence as individuals because we have a choice over them, but organizations and managers can't. We control them, and that's motivation and learning agility. But we need people and leaders to have high learning agility because things only become more complex in organizations, as we mentioned. And so things change. We need to reinvent ourselves. We need to assimilate information quickly. So learning agility is a great predictor of potential, as is motivation. We need our leaders to have lots of initiative. They have to be change leaders. They have to be able to sense and source what's going on in the market or with customers to be able to then manufacture new results and new ways of working. And that takes lots of motivation. So you want to select for people who have high, strong engines. So intelligence, personality, learning agility, and motivation are four reliable predictors of potential.
And no surprise, the feedback was fantastic. Really appreciate it. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Kimberly Janssen, the CEO of Janssen Associates, a talent and organizational development company and co-author of the book, Determining Leadership Potential, Powerful Insights to Winning at the Talent Game. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, why should job performance not be a key criterion for leadership potential?
It's such a siren call to want to use it because it establishes our trust and confidence in people. But the skills and capabilities required at one level is not necessarily what's going to be required at the next level. If you think about promotions and ascending in an organization, breadth changes, scope and scale changes, complexity changes. And so being able to do it at this level has no indication of being able to assume scope, scale, breadth, and complexity at the next level. What you need to be able to do is less about subject matter expertise and more about that ongoing meet things where they are, having the intellectual fortitude to handle and manage complex ideas, to learn things at the next level. Because what we did yesterday in our job is only as good as yesterday. We need to have that agility to keep reinventing ourselves. And so a lot of times we have people who have gotten to high levels of performance based on that functional expertise, which is great, but it's also a limiter if that's all that they're bringing. So like I mentioned, performance is an easy and compelling one to say, oh, they were such a good technology technician. They really know their stuff. Let's make them a manager to be able to share that more broadly. But they're completely different skills. And when you map over those four important factors, they must have those for us to make a bet on that person.
Also, I'd be curious on this one. How does bias impact talent management?
When I coach my clients, I'm reminded of the challenge of bias all day long. So as humans, we're wired for biases. It's the only way we can survive. If we analyzed every piece of data that we encountered, then we would have long been extinct. We need to make some rules about our environment that make us go quicker and operate, you know, in our environments. The challenge is what sits in our filters are effective conditioning based on where we came from. And so it drives a natural affinity towards some things and away from other things. And while biases are, you know, survival, they also are limiters. Because again, we've made rules about things. They could be conscious rules or worse, subconscious rules. And so the work that needs to be done by leaders who are in hiring or developing or promoting spaces for other people is they need to really take a look at their assumptions and their biases and say, is this true for the situation? Is this true for a person? And most leaders are just trying to survive. And if they haven't done any self-awareness work or any diversity work or any larger deep dive into themselves as a leader, then they may even be wholly unaware that they are playing into some biases and therefore cutting off a level of contribution from some folks. The reason why I accepted the chief diversity officer role in addition to the chief talent officer role at Heinz and Hasbro is because I believe in the premise. And the premise is when you have a heterogeneous environment, better products come out of it. It's just fact. I mean, all the research shows that. It's not easy. You know, you need good conflict management skills, and you need things take a little bit of time, and you need courage to deal with difference, but the better product comes out. So there's a compelling reason to face your biases and make sure that you're not leaning towards the thing that's easier or more preferable, and really checking yourself to see if you should be introducing an element of difference. But it's alive and well, something that's almost an insidious factor, and we've got to make sure we have the courage to pull it up and say, you know, is this in operation?
Dr. Jansen, once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today and for all the insight and information shared. Of course, you are the co-author of Determining Leadership Potential. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
I think for anything we want to be good at, it takes practice. I mean, take Tom Brady or Serena Williams or Tiger Woods. We accept that fact in sports. The same is true in the business world, but we don't treat it the same. So we have a leadership crisis. We have a lot of bad leaders in place, and we don't have enough of a pool to pull from to be able to have good leaders. We've got to get better at this, but it's going to take a deep dive in really understanding and committing ourselves to be excellent at it, practice, and then coming out and making a change in the world, because I think it's critical for our success going forward. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. Our honor and pleasure. Dr. Jansen, if you would, mention the website where listeners can get further details and also get more information on the book as well as pick up the book.
I appreciate you asking. So for the book, you'll find it on the publisher's website, which is Routledge. They currently have a 20% off coupon. But of course, it's also on Amazon and all the other major book outlets. For the content, we have a website, determiningleadershippotential.com, where we're putting on a lot of resources for anyone to be able to pick this up and use it well. And then also, Jansen Associates has a host of information, including a lot of publications that I do. We just relaunched our second edition of Determining Leadership Potential, Demystifying Talent Management. It was the number one bestseller on Amazon last week. I was pretty excited about that. So any of those places, and every day we post something on thought leadership on our Instagram page, which is Jansen Associates. Thanks so much for asking.
And my pleasure. And of course, we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast for the convenience of the audience. Again, Dr. Jansen, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Kimberly Jansen, the CEO of Jansen Associates, a talent and organizational development company, and co-author of the book Determining Leadership Potential, Powerful Insights to Winning at the Talent Game. And for all the details, visit determiningleadershippotential.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.